Thank you very much. Fortunately, I found out about this yesterday through our public media. Unfortunately, I haven't had much time to prepare. It's a pleasure to have the Department of Revenue here. I'm hoping we're going to be able to see them a little bit more often, because there's a lot of things we need to go over. We all know that small business is the backbone of our economy, employs most of the people. And unfortunately, we seem to be taking an unfair burden upon this. For the privilege of being self-employed, you get to pay an income tax that other people don't get to pay. I'm learning that we already pay a business enterprise tax, and then you're going to burden us with even more taxes above and beyond everybody else. So I'm totally against this tax. It should be repealed. As a small business operator, Conway Cafe, we've actually had an increase of 12.5% in our room and meals tax. They say it's only 1%, but if you take 8% to 9%, it's a 12.5% increase. I'm competing with states of 6%. I have to attract these customers. I can get $2 for a cup of coffee. Do I now say to my customers $2.02? Who's eating that? I am, as a small business person. You are taking the market value away from my product. Okay? You're also asking for the small business person to put up a $5,000 bond for the privilege of paying taxes. If we do this, we're going to be, what we're going to do is you're going to have Applebee's and 99, and the startup businesses aren't going to be able to come around, your little sub shops, your little cafes. This is the backbone of our economy. This is what people come here for. I should have shut this up. Okay. Fortunately, I've been married recently to a woman in Massachusetts. On the way down, I pick up a bottle of wine for $14.99 at our state liquor store, trying to support our own government. Okay. We have some more guests over when I get down there, pick up another bottle of wine. Well, the same bottle of wine in Massachusetts is $14.99. The New Hampshire advantage is gone. Then I thought we had a little hope when Massachusetts put a 6% tax, sales tax on their liquor. That, okay, we kept some of our advantage. I come back to New Hampshire, the $14.99 bottle of wine is now $15.99. Cigarette taxes, we go up on those. People aren't jumping the border. We are in competition with the other states like any business is in competition. We really need to take a look at what we're doing here. We need to preserve the New Hampshire advantage. Thank you very much.
Thank you.